number 4.
Hello, how are you guys? The voice is scratchy.
Right. What's the moment mean tonight, just to do it, to clinch it?
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's few words that can describe just everything the team has been through, the ups and downs of, you know, results of the World Cup, but I think the resilience everyone showed and just the team spirit to come back in a tough game tonight. And credit to Jamaica, like, they fought well, had good chances and moments, but I think it took a collective, and I'm just really proud of everyone.
After conceding that first goal off the free kick, what was the message to the team, you know, going forward?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great finish and goals happen. It's just about staying calm under pressure and knowing that we were working our way into the game and our chances would come. But I think that's how we've grown mentally. If you can see, that's football, but we just bounced back and responded really well.
What have you noticed about this group since the World Cup, just in terms of the resilience, the bounce back, the turning the page, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, everyone has setbacks and every team has it, but I think we're more unified now, and you have to go through the lows in football to really appreciate how much work it takes to get back to the highs. And I think we just got back to some of our Canadian DNA, which is we work the hardest and we stay fit and united as a team. And I think we got back to that DNA, just that gritty part of the game, which we may have lost a little bit along the way. So I think it's just coming back to our identity and then adding the flair and new energies and respecting, like, everything even the older players have given. I think it just is coming together nicely.
How much momentum does this give you going into next year and any upcoming games?
Yeah, I think momentum built day by day and how hard we train, and especially in our home environments as well. But I think what's special about this team is we all want to be here and we're all fighting to be here. We're pushing each other, starters and finishers. So I think it's just the resilience of the group. It's building off this, but not getting too high with highs or low with the lows, but not gonna lie, I'm gonna celebrate this one tonight.
How nice is it to be able to do it in front of a record-setting crowd like this at home?
Oh, it's playing in Toronto is like one of my favorite things to do, and I just feel really blessed to be in Canada and play here again with our fans and our energy and, yeah, just our identity as a nation. To be surrounded by that is so special.
What does it mean to you?
Oh, I mean, it's hard to put into words for me because sport is my life, and we've all had our ups and downs as individuals in this team, but this is family, and we win together, we lose together, we win Olympics, we do that all together, and I think just the bounce back ability after a tough World Cup to be able to do this and keep moving forward. Like, there's no need to look back now, we need to move forward.
Shalita, Bev, how was the communication today with Bev obviously losing her voice?
Oh, I think we all started, to be honest, to lose our voice, but I think that's great. It shows that the 12th man was there, that the energy from the crowd was there. And that's where our leadership comes into play, because it's those little conversations on the pitch with the person next to you, and that's where this team keeps growing.
This moment even more special, not only the World Cup, but the off-field battles as well?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we're not the only nation battling for you know, bigger and better. So I think credit to the work, like, some of the players especially do behind the scenes and how we're pushing our federation and working together with them to get the best out of it. And I think what's cool is other nations are doing the same. So that's really meaningful for women's football and particularly the next generation.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Adrienne Gale is coming up next.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you so much. Yeah, don't worry. Thank you.